This week, President Trump announced a plan to send federal agents to U.S. cities, including Chicago and Albuquerque, with the stated mission of fighting violent crime. It's called Operation Legend, and the Department of Justice says it has nothing to do with what's happening in Portland, Oregon, where federal agents are under investigation for their use of force against peaceful protesters. Those agents were videotaped seizing a protester and taking him away in an unmarked vehicle without explaining why. Democrats say this federal law enforcement action is political, part of the president's law and order reelection message. John Anderson is the U.S. attorney for the District of New Mexico. He's coordinating Operation Legend in Albuquerque and joins us now. John Anderson, you have said this operation is not Portland. How are you going to make sure it isn't?
We're going to make sure by tailoring the operation to what it's intended to do, which is address violent crime and address gun violence. I want to be very clear that the operation in Albuquerque is not going to be targeted at protesters. It's not going to be targeted at limiting or infringing anybody's freedom of assembly or freedom of expression of any way. So by making sure that we have a targeted goal of the operation, which in this case is the reduction of gun violence in Albuquerque, it gives us a great deal of confidence that we are not going to see the same types of scenarios that we're seeing in Portland.
Are there written agreements to that effect on what the federal agents can and should do?
I have represented in writing, in particular to the district attorney, as to what the law enforcement, the scope of the law enforcement operation is going to be. In other words, it's going to be aimed at violent crime and gun violence in particular. We have existing memoranda of understanding with our state and local partners to discuss the goals of the joint task forces in which those law enforcement officers work together. So I believe there is certainly sufficient basis that I have explained what the law enforcement operation is going to focus on.
Tim Keller, the mayor of Albuquerque, told NPR this week that he is worried about what he called a secret police situation like Portland. Here he is.
That's not real crime fighting. It's politics standing in the way of actual police work to make our cities less safe. And as a mayor, I mean, I've been given no formal details or any explanation of what these officers would actually do. And so, of course, we're very concerned in the absence of that.
What do you say to the mayor there who clearly doesn't want this help from the federal government?
I don't want to put words in the mayor's mouth, but I think that in the past we have worked productively, and in the past he has expressed his appreciation for the existing partnerships between state and local law enforcement. So I'm not sure I'd say he clearly doesn't want it, but you'd have to ask him.
This is not real crime fighting. He said it's politics standing in the way of actual police work.
Sure. And I would disagree with him on that. I think when this begins, he'll see that it is real crime fighting. It's the same type of crime fighting we have been doing in Albuquerque for years now, working hand in hand with our state and local partners.
What about the bigger issue, though? You heard the word politics there. Many people are looking at this and saying, well, President Trump has announced this operation at the very same time that his reelection campaign is trying to brand him as the law and order candidate. What do you say to people who think this is just politics and it's an inappropriate use of the federal government to assist with politics?
Well, listen, I can't speak to the motivations of anybody beyond my office. My goal and my only goal in this operation is to get that violent crime rate in check. We had the highest record number of homicides last year. We're on pace to exceed a record number of shooting deaths this year. From my perspective, this effort is only reducing gun violence, saving lives, and making Albuquerque a safer place to live.
That is John Anderson, the U.S. attorney for the District of New Mexico, who is overseeing Operation Legend there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.